I propose, mister, that you discontinue this line of thought at once.
Hey, man, that's one of those fancy diesel jobs, but we travel by steam around here, so let's make some steam.
We have so much to do tonight. I feel like I should break in early on this record here.
Sounds like a stripper record.
Yeah, it's a stripper record. Chesty, get up.
Well, you
get moving. Where's the gyrations, Chesty? Yeah, here we go. Seattle Site Sounds of the Billy Lane. Wow. Jeez. Just...
Hey, man. Didn't you see that cat laying on the track?
I didn't see no man laying on no track, no time, no how.
Too late.
He dead.
It's a little morbid.
I didn't realize that happened. Okay.
What happened to that cat? He's dead.
Wow. I'm going to crease that cat's bean with a brick, you know. Wow. Billy Lane Quintet on the Roland Record label kicking off our rarest of the rare extravaganza for this evening, folks. Man, look, don't shoot the messenger here. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. Top of the hour, sort of just about there with Dr. Doc Brown on the shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's me.
Right?
Shotgun.
Jesse's been over there yakking on the auxiliary already, as you can tell.
That's right.
See, Joe Stacks on the phone line being very well behaved.
He's dead on the tracks.
That cat's dead.
Joe, say it ain't so.
Oh, it ain't so.
Oh, good.
All right, good.
Okay, all right, Joe. Look, man, this kind of thing is going to be the records. We are spinning tonight, man. We are challenged by management over at rockandradio.com to every December, you'll put out together like the rarest of the rare stuff that we think is rare in our rare collection. And I scoured the 45s and the LPs, Doc. This is all coming off the vinyl tonight.
Of course it is.
All right, so I don't want any complaints. And we're making no excuses for ourselves. And we are kicking it off. Actually, by the way, with some rockabilly action. Okay, so I want everyone to just hold on to their hernia belts for this. We got Bobby Brandt and his Rhythm Rockers coming up. A little nugget called Piano Nelly.
Ah, sweet. Well, that's a one-off by Bobby Brandt, secretly the known as Bobby Poe.
Yeah, Bobby Poe.
The Poe Cat.
Not much output on this guy, but this is like mid-50s rockabilly action tonight, folks. Little boogie-woogie piano there on the keys. Exclusively on Lost Disc Radio.
When that cat gets a movement and rocking, she's shaking like a bowl of jelly. She plays a hot piano, I want you cats to know. She plays a hot piano, I want you cats to know. Yeah, yo, little piano Nelly, the queen of rock and roll.
Even warmed up yet. Hey, you, keep the music going.
Well, I took my Ruby Tubing on the outskirts of town. She took her high heels off and rolled her stockings down. She put a quarter in the jukebox to get a little beat. Everybody started watching all the rhythm in her feet. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rockin' for it, satisfies my soul. Started rocking mouth one o'clock, and when she started rocking, she just couldn't stop. She rocked on the tables and rolled on the floor, with everybody yelling, "Ruby, rock some more!" She's my rock and roll Ruby, rock and roll Ruby, rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rockin', boy, it satisfies my soul. Rock a little bit more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rockin' for it, satisfies my soul. Cause your Ruby wants to rock. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll. When Ruby starts to rockin', boy, it satisfies my soul. Rock, rock, rock. nothing more it satisfies my soul.
Jimmy Knight. Dr. Doc Brown. Joe Stacks.
Oh, Bob, honey. What are they going to do? Shut up.
She's got a good question. What are you going to do?
Stick around, then you'll know, too. What's your name?
Bob.
Lost Discs Radio.
Well, my baby wants more than any other thing. My baby says she wants a little diamond ring. Oh, she gets mine. Yeah, she's so fine. And if she takes a walk downtown, she'll show her diamond ring all around. Well, my baby walks next to that little diamond ring. My baby wants me to grow up to be a king. And she's so rich. Yeah, without a hitch. Love her so, I'm gonna try so hard to please her till the day I die.
Let me tell you about my baby. She gives me more than I really deserve. And I take an awful lot from my girl, cause I got a lot of money. And she's just as happy as could possibly be.
Spend the rest of her life. Now listen, everyone, you all heard what I said. My baby says she wants a crown upon her head. Cause she's too much.
Lost this radio.
Wife's a drag, Daddy-O. Let's make it.
Oh, well, thank you, but I'm with her.
No, Daddy, you're with it.
Oh.
Make a married woman your own. When she lives down the street with a daddy all her own. Oh, you cry me, oh my. Oh, cry, cry me, oh my. And then you go home. Oh, what can you do to make the look she give you quit burning, yeah. And pins in the can't heal carry more. Oh, you cry me, oh my. Cry me, oh my. The hurt she give you quit burning high. When you feel her, no, you can't have her. Oh, can't wait anyhow, silly.
That's the Toby Ben Blues Band right there.
And that's rare. That's rare, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's a rare one, Chesty. Everything tonight on the show is going to be one of them extra rare platters.
Toby Ben?
Toby Ben.
Nice. Two first names.
Right? You digging? Okay, out of about 66. Before that was the Morlocks. Now, the Morlocks were on the Decca label, also out of 1966.
We played them before.
We have never played them before.
Come on.
That's like one of... No, that's a very obscure record. I don't even know why in the world I have that. I ran into that last summer, man. That's pretty damn obscure. How what My Baby Wants from the Morlocks.
What is a Morlock?
Joe,
is it like a warlock?
It's an ultra-obscure band for the
60s. Okay. Before that, it was Warren Smith... Right, Warren Smith, with some more rockabilly action there, Rock and Roll Ruby. Okay, Warren Smith is on the Sun record label, man. That was out of 1956 because we kicked off the set with some rockabilly action. Also out of the late 50s there, mid-late, on the East West label, it was Bobby Brandt and the Rhythm Rockers with Piano Nelly, self-penned by Bobby Brandt, a.k.a. Bobby Poe. Right? We dig that obscure action, man. But all right, let's go down and talk about the Morlocks, Joe.
All right, man. Teen Scene Leaders from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That single by the Morlocks came out in 1966, following up their locally released, self-released song, Elaine, on their own Locks label from 65. By the way, Chassie, Morlocks, they were the bad guys in the H.G. Wells novel, The Time Machine.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Now, Joe, I tried to look up some stuff on Toby Ben, and the records I did find out there on the internet, of all of them, none of them were this record that we played. That was Married Woman, credited to the Toby Ben Blues Band. And there's no posting of this record on the internet, so far as I can see. So this is going to be a true exclusive.
This is truly a lost disc. The one and only released by the Toby Ben Blues Band on the Columbia Records label, 1966. Toby, if you're out there, drop us a line.
Ouch. Okay, so speaking of dropping lines, Doc, you're sitting over there, you're looking a little...
Dropping lines?
Sallow. Would you please give us, so people can drop us a line on the
drop
email.
Drop us a line. Okay. All right. Good.
Doc, give them the email address, please.
Sure. That would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yes.
That's discs with a C.
Yes.
Yes, in case you're wondering. lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Right.
It's us.
All right. So in the meantime now, Joe, going into this next set, it's going to be very exciting. We're kicking it off with a group called The Thousand Faces. And I've been wanting to ask you about this for a long time because I can't really find anything about this group. Kind of a another 60s pop, mid-60s pop sound here on the Era label. Do you know anything? Have you found anything?
Not a thing. I was, like you, checking the online resources, checking some of the stuff I've got in print, and, you know, there is nothing. Nothing at all. These guys released, you know, if they were an actual band, they didn't leave a footprint. There's just that one single on the Era label.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, the one side of the record, the title of the song is A Thousand Faces.
A Thousand Faces.
But, and it's by The Thousand Faces. But we're playing the flip side here, man. Yes, exclusively. It is The Thousand Faces. Ba, ba, ba.
Ba, ba, ba. Sweet little cup of loving. Ba, ba, ba. She's always dressed in pink. Ba, ba, ba. She always seemed to be just where I'm at. I got to tell that woman what I think. She's everything that a lover man could ever want to have in this world. On sign on her, saying keep away, that's my girl. Gonna teach her to love me, if it takes me a century, and if it do,
That's all right with me. That's all right with me. That's all right with me. Everything that a lover man could ever wanna have in this world, I'm gonna hang a neon sign on her saying keep away, that's my girl. Gonna teach her to love me if it takes me a century, and if it do, that's all right with me.
Sweet little cup of loving,
that's all right with me.
Sweet little cup of loving,
that's all right with me.
Sweet little cup of loving,
that's all right.
Lost Discs Radio.
It's getting to be more than I can take.
Hey, Mayor, stop your bawling. Don't you know you can't come calling? Time I spent with you was all in fun. I was wrong, I was mistaken, playing games while you were making mountains out of moments in the sun.
Johnny Lightning.
LF Midwood.
Oh, wow. Now you're just
cosmic debris.
Now you're just kissing ass.
Imagine the pants.
Oh, both of you, shut up.
Oh, did you hear that? Do you hear that right now? Oh my God, what is that? What is that?
Massachusetts, you have sure produced your share of doozies. From the Pilgrims to Paul Revere and swinging moderns too. You've got culture, Boston Symphony and Harvard. Old tradition, Yankee ways and Wildgate Provincetown. Signers of the Constitution, daughters of the Revolution, Beacon Hill and Elocution, dashing figures in the Senate, Smith and Ratcliffe, a feeling up the League of Women Voters. A bright young liberals, a working hard to spread their point of view. You've got statesmen, Supreme Court justices and presses. Old John Adams, several more, including JFK. In 76, a dream began, a very special freedom, and stood up tall to take a stand. That began a whole new nation, Massachusetts. Did I ever really get to know you? College weekends never were enough to really see. You've got eggheads, economists, and fancy cybernetics. Martha's Vineyard, Tanglewood, and Old Nantucket too. At MIT, they will design a superhuman plastic mind, quite unique among its kind. Old New England ingenuity, Massachusetts. Believe me, your story fascinates me. Your past history really stretches credibility. Yankee babies are growing up with quite a big advantage. Old first families in blue blood pride there evermore shall be. Tell them about Daniel Webster with his speeches, old Cape Cod's deserted beaches stretching to your outer reaches, gassing all the summer people. Massachusetts, like I said, you've really got them doozies. Believe me, your story fascinates me. Smith and Ratcliffe with their pretty ladies. Did I ever really get to know you? Did I ever really get to know you?
Yes, yes. More questions that may not actually be answered tonight because they're just too rare and nobody else really cares besides us. Willie Ruff. Man, that was Willie Ruff right in there.
Ooh, it was really rough.
Man, I enjoyed getting some history lessons. Why wasn't that on Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah, see.
I think that may have inspired Schoolhouse Rock.
Well, now, that was a legit thing.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
This is Willie's Massachusetts. Okay, that was a B-side of a thing called Jet Set Gypsy. Willie Ruff was a Yale music professor who just retired about a year ago, right? And I think he went to Harvard. I think that's why he's going on and on about Massachusetts there. And he was a jazz bass and a classical French horn player. So pretty well-rounded guy, pretty long career here in New Haven at Yale there, Doc, if you want to keep shooting off your mouth. But I just, so, you know, well-respected musician, right? And so Joe hipped me up by sending this album. Here he is, right? There's Willie Ruff, Doc. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. He looks like Gilligan.
Yeah, he got a Gilligan hat on. This is from 1968 on the Columbia label.
So he's got a green shirt on, not a red one.
But the super rare thing here is the fact that on this one album that he did for Columbia, which of course, Joe, remember the title of this LP? The Smooth Side of Ruff.
Right.
On this LP, that the song we just played is not included. So that was a rare non-LP B-side from Willie Ruff. If that wasn't you know, obscure enough that we're playing Willie Ruff. And before that, it was Beacon Street Union, and that was Mayola.
Interesting.
Chesty. On,
yeah.
Okay,
on you the, never have a hit with that, no.
Okay, on the MGM label, yes, we had the yellow label promo disc jockey copy of that, right? This was a non-LP A-side for the Beacon Street Union, right, Joe?
That's right. And Mayola, it rhymes with payola. So I'm sure there's no coincidence. You know, that's a coincidence, I'm sure.
Jeez.
Now, were the Beacon Street Union from Beacon Street in Massachusetts, in Boston? Is this the? This is why the
well, they were part of the ill-fated Off-Town Sound promo. MGM really pushed a lot of Massachusetts bands,
wow.
67, 68, and it just flopped massively. Like, they lost any credibility for being part of a hype.
Yeah, very good, Joe. There's a Massachusetts connection, those two songs right there together. And we kicked off the set with The Thousand Faces, Sweet Little Cup of Lovin'. Extremely obscure, rare stuff for you there tonight for your edification. Man, no emails in there tonight. Chesty, give them the email address in your sexy, sultry, Eastern-accented tones.
I don't know about that, but lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
You see that?
Now
you're going to be coming in on the email. I'm just saying my summon name. Now we're heading into some more obscurity here, Joe. This is almost like an overload in obscurity here tonight. We got Ted Lucas, and Ted Lucas is Joe. He'd been around in a couple of groups for a while. What do we know?
Yeah, he was a feature on the Detroit scene in the '60s, early '70s. He was in a bunch of groups like the Spike Drivers, the Misty Wizards, the Horny Toads. Sorry. And by the mid '70s, he did a self-released solo album.
Well, unbelievably, this comes I think pre his self-released solo album. It's on the Zonk record label, and it seems to have been recorded somewhere in front of a live audience. So I don't know. This one will speak for itself.
By my long hair, know me by my name, but you know it's so hard being different when they all treat you the same. And I'm not worried about the gossip or the low-down dirty lies. I see right through your hard shell from the window in your eyes, and I bet I'm not the first one who's told you to repent, because God wills none to perish, and that's why the Son was sent. You can open up and hear me or turn and close your ears, but then you know they've lied when they tell you you can hide from all your fears. And in the end, I know you'll see the truth, but it might be too late, because he'll never come and bust down all the walls that you create. And if you look around, you'll notice that the earth is getting worse. Jesus came and died to save the world from Adam's curse. So why don't you believe him when he came and died for you? You just gotta receive him, yes, that's all you gotta do. And in the end, remember what I told you here today. Don't be hindered by your friends or thinking what people will say. Believe me, you may think that I'm a fool, but the way you go on sinning, you become a devil's tool. And I don't claim to be totally perfect or any holier than you, because it's grace that saved me from my sin. That's nothing I can do. Well, don't get under condemnation. It's the Spirit who convicts. I want you to be careful and watch out for Satan's tricks. Has called me and I wouldn't seek his face, and yeah, I know I would have fell away if it wasn't for God's grace. And so I did a lot of running, though I never went nowhere. I even used a little sun and changed the color of my hair, but only God can change you from scarlet black to snowy white. And if you let him, he will give you pure desire to do what's right. Happy living any other way, and I mean it when I tell you that he's coming back someday. Don't take your time, because we're living in the last and final days. But remember what I told you about God's mercy, love, and grace. And if you walk away from me, you only miss hearing me sing. But if you walk away from Jesus now, you're missing everything. Why don't you believe him when he came and died for you? You just gotta receive me, yes, that's all you gotta do. And in the end, remember what I told you here today. Don't be hindered by your friends or thinking what people will say.
Lost it.
Now I know what they mean by being high.
Little Priscilla, don't scar your next one on me. I won't be in line for a day or two. I don't think it's right time to tell you the truth. I'm standing on my side of the line for a spell, for a spell now. Are you forming all your conclusions about my feeling for you? But you're up at 48 hours ahead of time. I'm not ready, it's so hard to heed your prime. I'm standing on my side of the line for a spell, yeah, for a spell now. Oh, all your fabulous flirtations, that it don't mean nothing to me, yeah. They just bounce off my head like a rubber frog, moved by a little boy on a fiery log. I'm standing on my side of the line for a spell, yeah, for a spell now, for a spell.
they can make a fast life out of a long one, but we'd still like to make a woman work by the home fire and brush the dirt off the windowsill. Can it be? I guess it couldn't. I hope I can't do nothing but does everything good. Can it be? Yes, I guess it can. I hope I be the woman, she will never be a man. Little Priscilla, don't scar your neck one on me. I won't be in line for a day or two. I don't think it's right time to tell you the truth. I'm standing on my side of the line. For us, Phil, yeah, for us, Phil. Now, all your form and all your conclusions about my feeling for you. But you're up at 48 hours ahead of time. I'm not ready, it's a while to heed your prime. I'm standing on my side of the line. For a spell, yeah, for a spell. Now, all your fabulous flirtations, it don't mean nothing to me. They just bounce off my head like a rubber ball. Through my little boy, on a fire log, I'm standing on my side of the line. For a spell, for a spell. Now, for a spell, for a spell, for a spell.
There goes Shep. Right? There goes good old Shep.
Hey, Shep.
Man, he just goes by Shep. That's a guy with one first name, Doc.
Uh-huh. Now, the middle guy had two first names.
I see. And then, all right, so let's take a look at what we just heard there. That was Fickle Little Priscilla from Shep on the Vanguard label, right? Out of 69. Man, that record right there is 50 years old, Doc.
Yeah.
Right, and it shows in sort of a way, sort of shows. All right, now, before that, it was Rig Giglio. I don't know if I'm saying this
I think
right.
It's Giglio.
Reed Jig Giglio. Reed.
Yeah, like a Gigolo.
Giglio.
Giglio.
He's just a.
Giglio.
It's just a gigolo giglio.
Yeah, this was the testimony of a rock and roll preacher. Hey, a very underplayed genre on Lost Discs Radio, Christian rock, or folk rock in this case, on the Joyful Noise label. And we kicked it off, yes, with Ted Lucas, very early Ted Lucas release, Obscure 45, the B-side there called My Dog, showing off his guitar chops, yes, on the Zonk Records label. In the interest of time, let's just concentrate on Shep.
Well, you know, he was never my favorite stooge, but, you know, it was an interesting recording.
Bell! We need a bell! Doc, ring the bell.
Waiting to use that pump, people.
Okay. All right, Joe, stay on track now. What? This is very embarrassing. We have this album by Shep called Have You Gone Bald Inside Your Head?
That was, of course, the original classic. The less successful follow-up was called What Inside of Your Nose Smell Like.
Okay. All right.
Yep, was between things there. He'd come out of the Southwest from Tucson as part of a group called the Dearly Beloved in the earlier 60s.
Really?
Apparently, he played bass with that combo, who'd scored a couple of singles on Columbia after regional success. And following that kind of period of that wilderness period with that solo album, he formed up another group called floating house band that recorded on Tacoma. One of the other members was a former Stone Pony, Bob Kimmel. That album features a song called Yep, Going to the Country.
Wow. Now, well, that's some good sleuthing, man. I've been trying to dig up some dirt on this Shep guy for a couple years, ever since I ran into this album, man. All right, real quick on the email, because we were so insistent on emails, and sure enough, it worked. We heard it, well, pre-show, we heard it from Wayne and Diana in North Carolina, and they are always enjoying it when Chesty gets a little bit closer to the microphone. Right? Now, here's your host. Man, go check out that Doctor's a show called This Is a Music Show. And it's from some guy up province way, in Canada way there. He just always checks in. He's a fan of our show, and he's good to hear you in the studio tonight, he's saying, Doc.
Nice. All right, good. Awesome. Yeah, well, right. Is that a dig from last week?
What's that? Yes, that's a dig from last week, obviously. You're sounding a little guilty conscience there, Doc. All right. Moving right along. Joe, we've got a very exciting obscurity now from a Philadelphia guy.
Sorry,
back around the early mid-80s, Jameson Smooth Dog.
Wow.
Wow, that gets a wow.
This was someone in our family, on Chesty's side of the family over here, who came to us and said, you know, I worked in Philly, and I was like a house manager, and I would book bands in this place, and I have some old promo records you need to hear, and she laid on some Jameson Smooth Dog on us, and so this is from like 1984 or so. What did you dig up anything on this guy?
He's a hard one to get a lot of information on, but he was I guess a fairly regular figure in Philadelphia in like the 70s into the 80s. In real life, he was a former Marine. Antiques and collectibles dealer, and his real name was James Hendricks.
No, whoa.
So there you go.
All right, man. Well, on that note, I'm just going to dig the out-of-sight obscure sounds now of Jameson Smooth Dog exclusively on Lost Disc.
As I look on back on old days, sunny mornings filled with fun, and then I slip into what's here now, and I wonder what's become. Walk to very happy. Laughing children at their side, and I remember what you told me, how the world had made you wise. While you're having a good time with my feelings, you're having a good with my heart, you're having a good time with my feelings. Bound to play havoc with my soul. With my very soul. What's left? Oh, I'm on an after. Drunken evening filled with pain. Oh, I might never see that sun, no. Oh, I might never see that sun. Got to lose myself for rain. While you're having a good
play havoc with my soul. Talking about my very
the ceiling are geometric patterns of light.
Jimmy, what do you think?
Now hold it, Jim. You know I was just joshing you and trying to get you riled up. It's fun to get you all riled up.
change of season, when all young men learn to be a man. But you can't be a man unless you stand and fight. No, you can't be a man until you know what's right. No, you can't be a man until that man deep inside of you grows. We're reaching the age of decision, when all young girls think of love, but they won't love a man who's afraid to fight. No, they won't love a man who won't do what's right. No, they won't love a man who can stand and give this land away. Final season, when all young hearts yearn to be free. You're in it, the big revelation, when all strong men will find a better world. No, you gotta work something for nothing. No, that never works. You'll get it if you want it. If you really wanna have it, you'll try.
Yeah, yeah, you long hairs. You long hairs want a lot of something for nothing that never works out that way. You. What, excuse me. Sorry, I got carried away there. Bob Linkletter. Bob, the out of sight sounds of Bob Linkletter, 1965 action. Clearly, Bob, Doc trying to sound like what? There?
Barry McGuire. That's a,
right.
It's an Eve of Destruction, Dawn of Correction ripoff.
Yeah, Joe.
Maybe he was trying to sound like the Dawn of Correction guy.
Come on, Joe. This, right? Yeah, very good. Right. This is Art Linkletter's kid, right?
I thought he jumped off a building.
The Linkletter kid.
Is that the one?
Was this before or after?
Jumped off the building on acid?
How do you know that obscure fact?
Well, no, because he was on LSD or something.
Yeah, right. That's the whole thing about LSD.
That was Diane.
What?
That was daughter Diane Linkletter who threw herself out of an upstairs window.
His daughter threw her.
Yeah, and this would have come out a couple of years ahead of that incident.
Oh, jeez.
This was Bob's only solo record. Previously, he'd been in a surf group called the Cornells. Yeah, he didn't proceed a recording career beyond this record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Well, okay. So on that note, you know, before that it was a group called Art. Yeah, Love Is Real from Art on the Island label. Man, 1967, some great psychedelic sounds there from Art, who of course turned into Spooky Tooth. Following incarnation. And yes, we kicked off the set with the amazing Jameson Smooth Dog, Philadelphia's own. Thanks for that one, Tony. All right. Well, that's going to just have to wrap it up suddenly, Doc. Right?
Okay.
You've been doing what you could here, folks, I guess, wasting your time with us. Right? Folks, get over to rockandradio.com. Where, you know, they challenged us to throw out the rarest of the rare this month. I think we did what we could, and it was pretty great.
I think so, too.
Man.
I agree with that.
RLT Archives Music Magazine is over there with the boss man, Randy Tibbins. Right. And, of course, the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. Brings you that out-of-sight soul action, along with his brother from another mother, the electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. Deep album tracks with Mark Brainerd, no less, right? And then they carry us over there, and then you get over to our own website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. All right. Good night, Joe.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe, man.
Happy Krampus.
Happy Krimble. Thanks, Doc.
Krampus.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Cuz. And Thanks, Weasley Steve. Wherever you is.